Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think 22 here in lovely Chicago, Illinois, where it's looking a little bit better than yesterday.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah. Wintertime has come back for a little for a little revisit here in Chicago, but it's just a wonderful city altogether, though.
Yes, so, I agree.
So we are here with Mr. Donnie Price from Co-op Solutions, obviously. So how's the conference going for you so far?
Oh, lovely. We're having a good time, lots of energy, lots of good ideas exchanged, so I think it's hitting the mark. Good stuff.
Yeah, anything stand out from this morning so far? Or?
I think the whole mission, right? I mean, we're refocusing the mission on what it means to be a trusted source for credit unions, mm-hmm. right? It used to be the relational, which it still is relational, but it's more of a technology trust now.
Right. And so, and what's your involvement in the conference?
Yeah, I'm with the Smart Growth Advisors Group, so okay. I'm one of the consultants that help our credit unions understand their portfolio, the strengths and weaknesses, where they want to go, align that with their strategy, and then help them with provide recommendations, proposals to get them to where they need to be with regards to member engagement, usage, penetration, mm-hmm. activation, mm-hmm. and profitability for their card programs.
Okay, good deal, good deal. And you're going to be presenting a session today, tomorrow. Okay, and the topic's going to be convergence of payments, data, and lending, mm-hmm. and this is top of mind for just about everybody in the financial services
Correct.
Industry, especially credit unions. So, give us a quick overview, and then we'll go into a couple of details or takeaways.
Yeah, certainly. So, we're going to be talking about, and I know, you know, obviously the audience already is well aware of how important data is, right? But I mean, we're seeing more and more in the marketplace this convergence of payments and lending almost being simultaneously, mm-hmm. right? It used to be that your lending and payments were separate, at least in the consumer's mind.
Right.
But today they're really not. You know, you're making purchases and you're making lending decisions probably at the same time in a lot of places in the buy now, pay now. And then especially as we evolve in this world of open finance or open banking and data aggregation, mm-hmm. it's becoming more and more important to understand how important payments are today, but even will be more so in the future, because that transaction data itself is very rich and will be used more so in the future, both on the front end mm-hmm. to understanding your members' behaviors and patterns and meeting those needs when the time comes, right? Being there at the right time, but even during the process of lending, right? So that could be used to supplement credit bureau score and so forth. In order for the credit unions to get further down into the lending market, mm-hmm. they're going to have to probably use some alternative data sets.
Okay.
And we're thinking that data, at least I'm thinking that data, other sets of data, other data sets, have the supplemental data that they're going to need in order to better underwrite in the future, especially when we talk about folks, and it's a growing population of thin credit file or no credit file mm-hmm. Here in America. So it's becoming more and more of an issue, and as credit unions look to get more loans or to add loans, because that's becoming a bigger struggle.
Looking at that right now, for sure.
It's becoming a bigger struggle, Mike. So we have to figure out, and quite honestly, taking our lead from the alternative and payday and subprime lenders, mm-hmm. because they've been able to innovate. They had to innovate quicker than mainstream financial services. But they figured out a whole lot, and they've got some good technology I think the credit union world can adopt in going deeper into the lending market.
So what are a couple of details or a couple of takeaways you want your audience to use and take back to their office on Monday morning, so to speak?
I want them to, because we talked about years ago in the credit union world, we talked about this whole data view, this 360-degree view, which is very valuable, very important, but not all data is equal. And I want them to understand and appreciate that transaction data is probably the most member-centric data that you have with regards to who they are, building personas and meeting those financial needs, the use cases are just phenomenal, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. financial wellness, lending, relationships with merchants, so to speak, you know, in order to meet those merchant needs with the lending activity itself, the relationships that you can build using those transaction data, a good massage, segregated insights that you'll get from that data, I think is gonna take the credit union into the future, because that's gonna build that personal relationship that credit unions are known for mm-hmm. and have been for a long time.
Yeah.
But there's so much technology and so much data now, we really have to understand our members from a data perspective, I think. Not to mm-hmm. lose the humanness of it,
right.
but certainly the data reveals the humanness of it. You
right.
know, we talk about lifestyle, we talk about where you what kind of lifestyle you have, what kind of persona you have, and that data is rich for that. It really is, and it could tell us a lot about who you are and mm-hmm. what you like and where you want to go with mm-hmm. your life.
Yeah, to better serve them, getting it almost down to an individual level.
Correct.
Personalization of it all, yeah.
Personalization
and then
of
you
it
can
all.
Turn it, and then you can turn it into that human aspect of it.
Yeah,
right?
So I'd like the credit unions to think a lot more about that transactional data, whether it's card, whether it's online banking, whether it's deposit, the incoming and the outgoing, understanding their life, understanding their lifestyle. Maybe they, and we talked earlier this morning, or Jim did, regarding the huge percentage of Americans that are living paycheck to paycheck and they're afraid, right?
Yeah.
They're financially afraid.
Yeah.
Well, we can probably step in and help some of those folks understand their financial wellness
mm-hmm.
and get them on a path.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like credit unions are known for historically, probably haven't been so good at it lately, right? Because we got lost in the technology and so forth, I think, along the way. But I think we can really get back to our roots with regards to serving the underserved quite a bit.
Yeah, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. What's this? I mean, I think you just touched on it, though, but the significance of this topic, the significance of this convergence. What's the significance of it all? Is it?
Well, I think it's, and we talked about it a lot today at the conference. I mean, it's payments is happening more. I mean, payments are happening more and more, right? I mean, the volume of number of payments, and so that's the touch point. That's the touch point that a consumer today will consider their primary financial relationship is based on who they do payments with.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be who I deposited with,
mm-hmm.
and it's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
There might have an intermediary in between where you deposit now,
right.
and that's considered your financial, your personal, or your primary
yeah,
financial.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So I might be thinking of a fintech as my primary financial provider, but on the back end, we've got a credit union or a bank that's actually providing the pipes, right, and the technology and the regulatory, all
mm-hmm.
that stuff
mm-hmm.
around it. And so
mm-hmm.
we've got to get ahead of that, and we've got to be that payment provider up front
yeah.
with regards to, otherwise we're going to get lost in the back, I think.
Exactly, yeah. Well, payments is what makes things go around.
Payments
days,
what makes
sure,
things go
know?
Around. And payments and lending meet. And I think the closer we get on the payments, understanding that behavior right up to that point of purchase, the more we're going to be able to actually make that loan offer right up there, right up front.
Okay,
right?
I see what you're saying.
So I'm not saying I know how to do that, but that's what's going to, that's, you know, it's happening today
yeah.
in the marketplace. We
yeah.
all know that.
Yeah.
You know, they're meeting right there at purchase point. Do you want to pay for it in cash, or do
mm-hmm.
you want to borrow a little
yeah.
bit to do that? So we got to figure out how to do that, because that, those loans are hard to come by today.
Oh yeah, and the
yeah.
buy now, pay later.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh my gosh. All right, sir. We could go on and on, but you got a presentation to prep for.
I
so
do.
I don't want to keep you from it. But
sure.
Thank you so much, Donnie. Appreciate it. Anything
yeah.
else to add on this one? Any final thoughts?
I don't
thoughts
think
here?
So, Mike. I think it's we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
I think the mission for credit unions to go back to our roots, to talk about people helping people, this is just another way for us to do that
yeah.
in a more personalized way, quite
right,
honestly.
Right,
so
yeah.
I think we're on the right track.
Yeah, I think the pandemic really pushed that pendulum to digital
mm-hmm.
way over here, because we had to.
Yeah.
Because we had no other choice.
Right.
But now we're kind of on the tail end of this thing, and hopefully it's over. Now we can come back to the middle. We can find that balance, like everyone's talking about. It's like, okay, yeah, we can do the digital, but God, we still got to have that human side as well.
Still got to have
so
it.
So I think you're
yeah.
spot on with this.
Correct. I think you got it.
Alrighty, sir. Well, having said that, I'm gonna let you get back at it.
Thank you,
Donnie.
Mike.
Appreciate
right.
it.
Yeah, thanks.
Well
thanks.
Done.